his uniform was baggy, and he had gigantic feet. His hat was always cockeyed, and he had but a few teeth. And his schnoz as big as Baltimore, and a heart as big as Devin. Max Patton made the children laugh, and for that he's gone to heaven. Max Patton was vaudeville, last of the old time clowns, funniest looking fella that ever went from town to town, with the kind of face that he himself said only a mother could love. With his loosey goosey limbs and his floppy leather glove, Max Patton worked three innings, and they let him coach first base. He called a meeting with the batter, and then kiss him on the face. And then he'd do his chicken walk, and then his geyser bit. Or he'd take a sip of soda, tilt his head back, and spit. Max would leave him howling, then he slumped upon the stool, with his back against the locker, filling the whirlpool, dirtied up and sweaty, down to his stocking feet. He'd give the clubhouse boy $5, to scrape the mud off of his cleats. The clown prince of baseball, he did 5,000 gigs. 50 years he shared the bill with circus dogs and talking pigs. By the ninth inning, he'd be back in his motel, with an early morning wake-up call. The next night he'd be someplace else. The tiles in every motel room, they all smell like chlorine, from the rookie leagues to Triple A and all points in between. And all those hotshot prospects that ever were big league bound, they saw them on the way up, some on the way back down. And oh, to be a clown these days, you've got to have thick skin, flask in your back pocket, or a bottle of aspirin. Drunk sometimes will get you, or the team that did not win. It's tough to be a clown these days. You got to have thick skin. Max Patton loved the children. The children, they loved him. His body would fall apart sometimes, but he'd patch it up for them. And never, ever, not even one time, sold an autograph. Funny man, Max Patton. He made people laugh. But the times changed on Max Patton. Along came rock and roll. They blare it from the speakers now, if ever there's a low. Some guy in a chicken suit, the circle in the bases, with a corporate logo on his back, and in one or two other places. So if there's a St. Peter, and he's sitting at the gate, well, he probably saw Max play sometime and wipe clean Max's slate. That corny old routine, dated back to 1947. Max Patton made the children laugh, and for that he's gone to heaven. Max Patton made the children laugh, and for that he's gone to heaven. Max Patton made the children laugh, and for that he's gone to heaven.